AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Gunfire heard in Beirut early Friday appeared to be celebratory as the ceasefire agreed to by Israel and Lebanon's government went into effect. But Lebanon's state-run national news agency reports Israeli shelling continued in two southern villages about a half hour after the truce began. Terms of the ceasefire prohibit Israel from offensive military actions, but appear to leave room for self-defense, including against, quote, planned, imminent, or ongoing attacks. The Hezbollah militant group says Israeli occupation gives Lebanon's people the right to resist. Meanwhile, Pakistan's army chief has been meeting with Iranian officials in Tehran in a bid to arrange a second round of negotiations with the U.S. President Trump telling reporters,
"If Iran wants to make a deal, and we're dealing very nicely with them."
Nonetheless, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth had a warning for Tehran.
"You can dig out for now, but you can't reconstitute. But we can. We are reloading with more power than ever before, and better intelligence."
Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports the International Energy Agency's chief says international travel is facing a crisis if the war keeps blocking oil supplies.
In Europe,
we have maybe 6 weeks or so jet fuel left.
And IEA Executive Director Fatih Birol tells the AP he fears flight cancellations soon if the situation doesn't change.
"It's a dire strait now, and it is going to have major implications."
Warning everyone will suffer with higher gas and electricity prices unless the Strait of Hormuz permanently reopens. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices climbed Thursday, Brent crude settling above $99 per barrel. But stocks ticked higher on Wall Street Thursday as several strong profit reports helped offset that rise in oil prices. This is AP News. The Artemis II astronauts are giving high marks to their moon ship.
Commander Reid Weissman says the crew is still trying to decompress.
"To fully grasp what we just went through."
He says on the ride back to Earth, the heat shield held up.
"It looked great. And that ride in was really amazing."
Pilot Victor Glover enjoyed the release of parachutes before splashdown.
"If you dove off a skyscraper backwards, that's what it felt like for 5 seconds. And then the pilots in the mains came out, and it was glorious."
Astronaut Christina Cook says she's not a person who likes attention, but realized this trip around the moon produced a lot of attention.
"We've done this together. We took your hearts with us, and your hearts lifted our hearts."
NASA is already working on Artemis III for next year, the next step in its grand moon base building plans. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.